It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
BSU's seventh national title came in March of 1980 against Michigan Dearborn. Bucky's Legends continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
BSU won their seventh title with a group of young stallions, a group our age Bob Peters got with a single phone call.
Well, we're sitting there with a team very similar to that 72-73 team with a lot of freshmen playing. And I thought, well, we're going to have a fairly decent team, but I don't know if we can win it all. But they won it in St. Paul, and I think they beat the University of Michigan Dearborn. We were down by a goal with about a little over 2 minutes to go. And player on defense for us by the name of Gary Tweet from International Falls rifled one in from the point, tied it up. And then Brian Carlton and Dale Baldwin, outstanding players. They finished it off with just a matter of a few seconds left in the game. Dale Baldwin, by the way, holds the record for the most goals in the season. I think he's 50-some goals. Excellent player. And that in itself is a story. We had three players: Brian Carlton, Dale Baldwin, and Gary Krawchuk. And going into the 76 season, I just needed three players. We had all these guys back. So I call my former player and a longtime friend up in Estevan, Phil Dupuy, which I did every year. I said, how's the farm doing? Meaning the players. And he said, I told him I need a couple forwards and maybe a guy that can play defense or maybe do both. He says, I got him right here for they're playing for the Estevan Bruins. I'll have him in my living room tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Estevan time. You call me, I'll have him here. And I did, and they were there, and they said, we're coming. They all went on to be captains of that hockey team. I never had such a great recruiting year in my life. It was all over with a phone call, and I didn't have to do any more recruiting. All three of them were and dedicated players. Brian Carlton was so dedicated to Beaver hockey. His wife, who was girlfriend at the time, came to school here. And when they got married, the entire wedding party was dressed in green and white. Is that talking about loyalty or what? And those boys led us in that 79-80 championship.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.